his eyes finally closed, and his head lolled loosely from Skipper's paw. The adder's poison had proved fatal. Skipper brushed a paw roughly across his eyes.
Oh, fools! Brave, perilous, oh, fools! Why did you try it?
Logalog and his four gowsim returned, dragging the golden mouse along with them. He appeared to be in his late seasons, painfully thin and completely terrified. He was pleading pitifully.
Don't hurt old Morkug, mates. I don't mean harm to no beast.
Skipper placed his paw firmly about Mokug's shoulders, signalling the shrews to release their hold on him. The otter chieftain's voice was cheerful and comforting.
We ain't gonna hurt you, old matey. Mokug, eh? Where'd you spring from? Ain't seen you afore.
The golden mouse relaxed then, knowing he was safe.
You ain't freebooters or rift guarders. Mokug can tell.
Skipper gave him a reassuring little hug.
We're Redwallers. Friendliest beast you could ever meet. So tell us, Mokug, what you're doing round here?
Mokug's mood changed. His eyes darted to and fro, and he moved in close to Skipper as if for protection.
Been here since I was a young one. Ever since Sarengo died. I was the king's personal slave, you know. The only slave he fetched on that voyage. Course, I was only a young un then.
Logalog twirled the paw next to his head and murmured to Skipper.
Looks like old Mokug's crazy as a fried frog.
Mokug peeped at the shrew from behind Skipper. He smiled.
Well, if an Mokug's the only beast left alive from that voyage, he ain't so crazy, is he, mate?
Skipper looked down at the pitiful creature.
You're right there, old feller. But where do you live?
Mokug tapped the side of his nose secretively.
Where no beast can find me, but 'tis an hard life. I like you, stream dog. Come on, I'll show you. 'Tis a real golden hamster's den. No beast can find it, except me.
The golden hamster led them to a bramble patch, a short distance north of the glade, where he pointed to a tiny hole amid the thorny creepers.
In there's where Mokug lives. All these long seasons gone, all on me own. But I'm the only one left.
Skipper looked at the tiny opening and shook his head.
Bit small for me, mate. Why, take the skin off of myself trying to get in there. And you come with us. We'll find you a decent home at Redwall Abbey.
Mokug wiggled his snub nose.
Will Mokug like it there?
Skipper winked at him.
Best berth anywheres. You love it.
The hamster scuttled into his hole, calling back.
Wait! Wait! Mokug's got to collect his tackle!